Ask the Mayor, our public affairs program every Sunday at 7 o'clock and then online at WHLC.com. Wednesday night, I was just minding my own business, and then I heard a bing, and there on the Highlands Town website, we had another threat, another swatting incident.
Steve, we had multiple swatting calls directed toward various targets, primarily town employees and public officials. Our police responded immediately and got the word out. I know the public's very frustrated about this. The mayor, everyone, and our police, we are all very frustrated about what's going on. But I want to emphasize a couple of things. First of all, this is not just a Highlands situation. This is occurring throughout the United States at this time. We have the State Bureau of Investigation and the FBI working with our police department trying to identify those people that are doing this. And let me emphasize, this is a national problem, not just a problem with Highlands. But I will say I'm concerned, of course, because it does impact our economic viability if this kind of stuff continues to go on. Another thing that I've been told on Facebook and other websites is this idea that the town is not being transparent enough about this. We're not being transparent. And here's why. We're not sharing sensitive information that might jeopardize the possibility of making an arrest in these cases. We're not going to telegraph to the criminals what evidence has been acquired and what we know or don't know. So you're not going to get a lot of information at this time, nor would you be given a lot of information in any criminal case. Law enforcement has to use that intelligence and information to make the effort to arrest and prosecute people responsible for crimes. And that's just the way it works. And I'm sorry that we can't provide all the information that the law enforcement people have, but that's the way we go about solving these cases.
Here at WHLC, we often use that town camera, the shot from 3rd Street down Main Street, and some questions coming in. Why is the town camera not working?
It's related to what we just discussed, and it's a security procedure that unfortunately we've had to shut the town camera down. We will evaluate reopening that to the public at a later date, but for right now, it has to stay closed down. WLOS, Jason Boyer of the Skywatch Weather, right, uses that feed, as well as many other downtown cameras in Western Carolina. We were one of the first to do that. Right now, they're using Whiteside Mountain, which is also very good in that it gives you a good feel for the weather situation in this area at the time. But I hate that we've had to shut that down, and a decision about when to operate that again will be made at a later date.
Okay, the board workshop coming up, of course, and we have the town board after that. But 6 o'clock, the workshop will be have a presentation of the Highlands Food and Wine Festival and the trouble that was occurring there.
Some safety issues and access issues for first responders and things like that. Yes, we will be having a discussion and a review of that situation, especially with the idea of closing Main Street down at the workshop, which will be 6 o'clock on Thursday night at the community building.
Too many people around all those oysters. The stump fire is still smoldering?
The last time I talked with our fire chief, there's still, you know, some smoldering that is going on. That stump dump, if you call it, or debris dump, has been at that location on Mack Wilson Road for decades. It's a huge area, and it has caught on fire. A lot of water was used to try to douse the fire. They continue to work with the owner of the facility to control the burning, to extinguish it, to minimize the smokes. But some of those stumps might be, and debris might be down as much as 70 feet in a pit, and trying to get water there and making sure that it's out. This will be an ongoing process for quite some time.
I see the chain link fence around the Bank of America building, and next week, demolition of the B&A?
That is the plan, Steve, that they will start demolishing that building. A couple of observations. One, you'll see fire trucks around that facility. They're not burning the building or anything like that. They're doing a training exercise about how to enter a large building in response to a fire. So you'll see fire trucks. It's just a practice drill, a part of the training of our firemen that you'll see today. So do not be concerned. It's just an exercise. The other thing that Josh Ward and I were having a conversation this week about the existing Bank of America building. I've heard a lot of feedback from people at public comments. Periods at the meetings that we've had since the hotel was approved, it just isn't the look for Highlands. It doesn't have the style that we want in Highlands. It's too big. It will be a big building, I agree. But then I was looking at the Bank of America building, which is a kind of a contemporary 1960s or 70s design. And I was thinking, well, back then, that wasn't the look of Highlands by any stretch of the imagination. It really isn't the look of Highlands that much now. So it's going to be removed. The new building might have some stylistic qualities that when it's built that is more in line with Highlands than the previous building. That's all I will say. But that building will be coming down sometime this week. Also, the playhouse is scheduled for the following week. Both buildings, I know this week, there have been crews in there disconnecting the utilities, the water lines, doing all the preliminary things that have to be done before demolition takes place. Just be aware that there'll be a lot of demolition in the coming several weeks.
It's time for the old gal to go. All right, the board meeting, of course, after the workshop.
And let me just hit some of the highlights. One of the things we're going to have to look at is a Duke Energy contract modification agreement. And that is being generated by the fact that Duke Energy and Progress Energy are in the process of doing a merger. And as a part of that merger that will be occurring in the next year or so, all the wholesale contracts have to be modified to reflect the new alignment with Duke Energy, the two companies. We had a meeting this week with the Duke representative, and my question was this. Okay, we're going to modify this contract. Does that mean we're going to have to pay more money to Duke Energy? The response was, no, actually, there's a possibility that we'll get reimbursements from this adjustment. But Duke has to do these contract modifications to meet the requirements of the federal FERC, the Energy Administration, and it's kind of a procedural thing that we have to go through. Here's the other thing. We're modifying this contract. It's kind of ironic. In the next 2 years or so, as we go through the end of the current Duke contract, either we will be renewing a contract with Duke Energy around 28, 29, or we'll be looking at another provider. So this is a very short change in the existing contract. And then we will have to decide in the next couple of years whether we want to stay with the Duke system and go with a new contract or look at other providers like Georgia Power and others and see if they could give us a better deal. That process will be getting underway very soon.
I can imagine some discussion on that.
We will be talking about board appointments. We have a vacancy for the TDC and the EDC, which are county appointments that we send to the county. We will also be looking at filling the open commission seat that was vacated by Commissioner Dotson. We will have to start looking at that at this upcoming meeting. And then we will be looking at two other things. One is a contract with the pole attachment agreement that we have with Frontier. There are a number of communication providers that attach to our poles, and Frontier has agreed to enter a contract with us on when and how we move lines if needed and who pays for it and so forth. Frontier's reached out and agreed to enter a contract. I'm hoping the other communication companies, as we make this agreement with Frontier, will come around and enter a contract with us too.
Just a question, will the WHLC transmitter be involved with this?
No. This is just on utility poles where you see all the copper heavy lines on the lower part. When it comes time to where we have to replace a pole or make some modifications, we currently depend on those providers moving those attachments to another location on the pole. We want a contractual agreement on how that's done and have it done in a timely manner.
I know we want to talk about you running in Tallahassee, but more on the agenda.
We'll have an update on the nonprofit consortium that has been formed that would be prepared to respond to community needs in the case of a major disaster like Hurricane Helene. That will also be possibly on the board agenda at this next meeting. And then there are a couple of other items that if we can get the documents ready, they might be added, but right now we're not sure we'll be able to get to them this month.
Okay, and running. You know, you're up there in the upper percentile of, let me just say it, of human beings. I can't even go 8 feet. You're going to go on an 8K cross-country run. That's in Tallahassee, and you're going to be doing that on the airing of this show.
That's
on
right.
Sunday.
When we're running this show, I'm running in Tallahassee. It's a cross-country. I'll be running through a mud pit, water features, with the Atlanta Track Club. It's a first major race for the what we call the Grand Prix season that goes throughout the year. I'll be going to Tallahassee, then I will be traveling to places like during the year Iowa and just a lot of different areas to go run in different types of races during the year. I guess you'd call it my hobby or my madness, one or the other. I just don't know, but I'm enjoying it. We'll have the national awards presentation at the end of this run, and I'm anticipating finishing sixth in my category of 75-year-olds to 79-year-olds. Last year I finished fifth, but as I've said before, I had a heart stent in January of this year and made a recovery, and just slipping one notch on the competitive order isn't too bad after such a medical procedure. So I'm looking forward to another season of running.
Let's get Matt Evers, you know, do a video of you. I'd like to see that on Ask Mayor Pat, and also, of course, I know you're saving T-shirts.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.